Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from PUC examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
I was trying to think of that fatherly advice to sports stars. One of them, I would suggest, is that you stop living so publicly. Because the hard work is always done privately. I always believe that's the way to accomplish things. The hard work is done privately. It's the, like, I've never understood the guy who is posting pictures of themselves at the gym. First of all, if you're that dude at the gym and you're taking pictures of yourself in the locker room too, could you please put your damn phone away? Can I please ask you, put your phone away in a locker room for one thing? Stop. Just stop. But more importantly, why are you showing pictures of yourself at the gym? Hey, I go to the gym. Look. Why is every meal you're eating a public event? But if you're in the public eye, if you're one of these young players, a young athlete who wants to get somewhere, you don't have to share every one of your thoughts all day long on social media and then end up in trouble with it. The fatherly advice I'd have, and it looks like, Baker Mayfield has always needed it. Humble is not Baker Mayfield's game, and some may find that very endearing. But it's okay to live privately. It's okay to not have to be front and center 24/7 with everything that you're doing, or sharing an opinion on every single thing that you're doing. The all-time greats didn't necessarily have to do that, and you don't either. And unfortunately, sometimes it just leaves you open for ridicule. Can I suggest Kawhi Leonard? What do we know about Kawhi Leonard, now a two-time champion, one of the most dominating players in the NBA? What do we know about Kawhi? Do you know anything really about him? He's like a mystery. He's like a guy in the shadows. And you know what? He's awesome. He's absolutely awesome. Does he lose out on endorsement money because of that? Sure, I guess. Yeah. Once we heard his laugh, then everybody was creeped out. Not everything has to be told in 280 characters or in a Facebook post. Not every thought you have. And by the way, and this goes for all of us, including myself, we're not as smart as we think we are when we hammer out that tweet or share that diatribe on Facebook about what's outraging you for the day. We're just not. We think we are, but we're not.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right. On audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.